We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you something I'm damn sure about. Nobody in that locker room wants Trevor Bauer traded. Nobody. They think they can win this division.
Okay.
I understand that the front office has to think beyond this year. I get it. They have to consider all these things. They have to consider the long-term health of the organization. Absolutely. But I'm telling you, you're going to have 25 bummed-out guys and a bunch of bummed-out coaches and a bummed-out manager in Terry Francona. If you trade Trevor Bauer, I don't care what you get back. They're going to be unhappy about it. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but you better think about that.
Trevor loves this guy this much.
What's that?
Sure, everyone loves this guy, huh?
I'm not telling you everyone.
Sure about that?
I'm not saying everyone loves him, but they know he's a... First of all, you know, in the past... I had heard in the past that Bauer wasn't the best teammate early. But I've been told now by multiple people that Bauer's changed his ways and he's now become a really good teammate. I have heard that.
Okay.
And you know I have my beef with him. So if I heard something different, I'm not going to make this up. I have heard from multiple people that he has become a really important teammate.
Good.
And that he's really good with the other pitchers. He mentors the young pitchers. So I don't think it – listen, is he a pain in the neck once in a while? Sure. Does he say stupid things once in a while? Sure. But I think most of his teammates like him. And even if not everyone does, they respect the talent, even though he's been inconsistent and been a bit of a disappointment this year. I don't think any of them want him traded. And I think every guy on that team knows they're not a better team if they trade him. Now we'll see what they do. Joining us now to talk about it, our Indians beat reporter James Rapine, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and phone. James, did I say anything unfair or untrue in that little rant I just had now?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty accurate. I do think he's a good teammate. And I think his teammates view him that way. I mean, you look at the starting rotation and he gets along well with Bieber. Obviously, Clevinger and him have a really good relationship and Carrasco, et cetera. So I would agree with that. I also think, though, that if they move him, that day might be somber, but depending on what they do get back, if it is, and it's going to be hard to do this, but if they somehow flip him and turn him into a bat that can help them this year, it might be sad that day, but they might realize,
but,
you know, a month from now, 2 months from now, that it was worth it and that it makes.
All right, but James, tell me the bat they're going to get, like the bat they're going to get that will make their lineup better than it worsens the pitching staff with Bauer gone. Because it's not just about improving the lineup, because especially with Carrasco and Kluber, we don't know when they're going to pitch.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what's tough is you look at the teams that have the bats that you're looking at. Domingo Santana, I think, is someone that they should look at. Everyone talks.
Well, they're not going to trade Bauer for – they're not trading Bauer for Santana.
Exactly. That's the thing is it doesn't line up.
Yes.
So you can get a Santana. You can get some of these guys here and help your lineup without giving up someone like Trevor Bauer. And it feels like if you do trade him, it hurts you this year, but it can help your prospect. It can help your organization long term because they are going to deal him at some point. It's really, do they do it before July 31st or do they do it this winter?
Do it in the winter.
And I think that's the most likely thing, but the offer might be better now. So that's the tough decision. This deadline for Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, et cetera, it's going to be harder on them this year than it's been in past years, I think, because they're in a tough spot and they're going to have to make some tough decisions, Bauer being probably at the front of that list.
You know, you could probably get, like, Domingo Santana is not a great player. He's a good player. He's hit a lot of home runs this year. You could probably trade some B-level prospects to get him, and that's not a short-term move because he's not a free agent. For what, he's got at least two more years left after this year. I think it's this year and two more. And right now he's making no money. He's making $2 million. So you'd be paying him nothing for this year. And you'd have him for at least two more years. That would be a guy that would make sense to trade, you know, a couple of mid-level prospects for.
No doubt. And I'm putting together kind of a list here, rundown, whatever you want, that I'm going to post on the website of bats that they should look at. And that's, he's one of the front and center ones, because you're right, he's not going to cost an arm and two legs like Whit Merrifield will, right? That's not going to be the case. But he's also under team control pass this season, which is something you're the Indians, you got to look for and consider. So, yeah, I think he'll be at the top of the list that the Mariners certainly selling, and they're open for business. So that part of it isn't a question mark at all. But the thing with Bauer is it's really going to be tough right now mid-season to get better this year if you deal him. And that's the thing is, suddenly you've won 15 out of 18. You're four back in the Central. I get the schedule gets hard the final couple days of July and then into August. But this team does seem like, throughout all the injuries and stuff, it's overcome those. And they're in a spot now to not only to win the division, but potentially make a run if you add trading Bauer. It's going to feel like in the clubhouse, it's going to feel like you're subtracting, whether it benefits you long-term or not, which is, again, in the thick of a division race is a tough pill to swallow, I think, if you're Francona and the players in the clubhouse.
You know, there's some comments out there from Lindor who was asked about free agency, or not free agency, but the deadline, and said, hey, you know, we have all these lefty hitters. We could use a righty hitter. And kind of hoping that the front office goes after some bat. Is that something that puts pressure on the front office?
You hope so. I think he probably hopes it does. I mean, because he probably knows it as much as anyone, right, that he's probably not going to be here forever. And he probably wants to win here while he's here. You know, he's the guy that was playing on a bum ankle at less than 100% earlier this year and still found a way to be an all-star, and it helped the Indians through the tough times earlier this year to get to this point where they're still contending for the division in a playoff run. So, yeah, I agree. I think and if he has to, he should. And I don't even really think it's pressure on the front office, because I think the front office certainly willing to make moves. It's kind of putting pressure on ownership, like, hey, open up the books a bit. You know, if we need to make a run here at a insert whatever guy, even if it's for a couple months, a Yasiel Puig. If we can go get a guy like that, you try to go get him, even if it's going to cost more than the payroll, that ownership wants to spend. So I certainly think that Lindor making public comments like that, it certainly can't hurt, and it could certainly put pressure on ownership.
James, tonight Indians go for the sweep against the Tigers. If they're going to keep the front office's feet to the fire, they've got to continue to dominate this stretch of, let's face it, Triple-A baseball teams in Detroit, Kansas City, and Toronto. They are hideous, hideous clubs. They're only facing in these next 11 games. They face Stroman in one game. He's pretty good. The other 10 games are garbage pitchers. They need to win like 8-9 of these games at least. Look at it. The Twins are playing the A's and the Yankees this week. They could really cut into this lead more.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, as far as they've come, they got to get greedy now.
Yeah,
they can't settle for we're two back or we're three back. They've really got to put the pressure on the Twins, because I think Minnesota's probably already feeling it the way that lead is suddenly evaporated down to four. So I'm with you. Take advantage of this stretch, because the Twins, they're going to have an easy stretch, a couple easy stretches left here over the next couple of months. So what you have to do if you're the Indians, take advantage of it now. And then hopefully in August, when we're talking about the schedule getting tougher and the Yankees and the Twins and all those teams that they play in August, we're talking about a different team with a bat, with Corey Kluber potentially coming back, in just a roster that's healthier than it is right now and better on paper than it is right now. I think it's possible. I really do. I think that they could add at the deadline without hurting their long-term future and improving for this season. So, but you're right. They have to take advantage of the next couple of weeks if they're going to get to that point of not only being buyers but putting themselves in a position to not only catch the Twins but win the division.
James, good stuff, buddy. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
James Rapino.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.